It's Thursday, the day we read from your letters, but I never go it alone. So here with me to wade through the mail pile is our producer and editor, Christopher Johnson. Hey, Christopher.
Hey, Farai, what's going on?
Well, what have you got?
On Tuesday, we covered the latest FBI report that says hate crimes in America are on the rise. Charles Monroe in Miami says he found our report interesting and productive, but he did have one complaint. I felt you really missed an opportunity to explore the issue in more detail. Why was the perpetrator profile only race-based? And what about the religion, sexual orientation, income level, education, etc. of the perpetrators? The reporting should have the relevant comparisons so we can better understand who is committing these heinous crimes.
Well, we did talk a bit about sexual orientation and hate crime, but bias crimes are a big topic. Stay tuned for more News and Notes coverage. And on Monday, I spoke with two women who helped create the NBC Nightly News multi-topic series, African American Women, Where They Stand. Rahema Ellis, a correspondent for NBC News, worked closely on the series, and she said many of the black women she interviewed are wrestling with the idea of interracial relationships.
If you don't have African-American males who are in college and are graduating from college, but you have women who are, when they look to see who is going to be their partner, am I going to look to another race in order to have a partner?
Listener Marcus Jefferson zeroed in on this subject. It was just one of many in the series, and he wrote us this. I was quite miffed with the justification of finding a mate outside your race. I was trying to gauge the age of the young ladies discussing this topic, because when black men started dating outside their race back in the day, there was no justification to be discussed. It was fundamentally taboo. I've been around 40-odd years and have seen it firsthand, the look black women would give for such an act. Now it's their turn. And by all means, good luck. Just remember, the one who's good to you is the one that's good for you.
And Mac Rustling sent us a letter about our bloggers' roundtable on Monday. You discussed Latasha Norman, a black Jackson State University student who has recently gone missing. You all talked about whether or not the paltry press coverage of her disappearance has anything to do with her race. Our listener Mac lives in Jackson, Mississippi, and he sent us this. Any missing person is a serious matter. We all have loved ones who deeply care about our well-being. The police chief in Jackson has only been white for 1 week. He is preceded by two black police chiefs. In addition, we are governed by our second black mayor. The population in Jackson is over 70% black. When is the media going to stop banging everybody over the head with this black-on-white-on-black issue? The media in America today does little to promote understanding, let alone a cohesive society where all people can live in a peaceful, honest, just, and equitable society. The missing person issue is being promoted by your own industry.
And finally, on Thanksgiving last week, I spoke with fitness expert Dr. Rowe about how to enjoy the holiday meal without putting on a bunch of extra pounds. We were joined by Beverly Arnold, a Detroit area grandmother who told us she fights hard not to eat too much of that tasty holiday dinner that she prepares for her family. Carol McLean in Florence, South Carolina heard that one and sent us this note. I really appreciate the voices on your show. Thank you for sharing Dr. Rowe. It was my introduction to her work. The grandmother's comments in that segment were encouraging to this Nana, battling middle age and lifestyle-induced super pounds.
And that's it for letters, but please keep yours coming.
To write us, just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. Please be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name. Thanks, Christopher.
Anytime, Farai.
And that's our show for today. Thank you for sharing your time with us. To listen to the show or subscribe to our podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. To join the conversation or sign up for our newsletter, visit our blog at nprnewsandviews.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Tomorrow, we wrap up our month-long family series with some strategies for making a family work.